I'm Wes with your Linux headlines on September 12th, 2019. After 6 months of hard work, GNOME version 3.34 has been released. It includes visual refreshes to a number of applications and also features workflow enhancements for Boxes, the virtual machine manager. Additionally, the release includes new sandboxed web processes, a major rewrite of the core components of the music app, and a host of other significant changes. Perhaps the most immediately noticeable usability improvement for many will be the changes in the application overview, which now allows users to rearrange and group apps into folders with a simple drag and drop. In another apparent attempt to diversify its income streams, Mozilla last week quietly launched a subscription support service for enterprise Firefox users. Whilst the regular and extended support release versions of Firefox will remain free for both home and business users, the new $10 per seat premium support plan aims to offer enterprise customers additional benefits. Those benefits include help with customization, deployment, and management of Firefox, private bug submission with guaranteed response times via an enterprise client web portal, and proactive notification of critical Firefox events. Details are currently scant, and it's unclear what impact introducing private bug submission and resolution might have on the usually open Firefox development process. Manjaro 18.1 is out and includes some new Office Suite install options. This release comes after the project started considering including the cost-free but proprietary free Office Suite. That consideration led to much community discussion, and ultimately, the teams decided to go with a new option that lets users choose to install free Office, install the traditional LibreOffice Suite, or to have no Office Suite at all. This release also supports Flatpak and Snap packages out of the box and provides a graphical tool to help users easily manage them. Ending on a lighter note today, the Sega Genesis Mini, whose launch is slated for next week, today saw a flurry of positive reviews. This latest retro console appears to be a faithful half-scale reproduction of the original Sega Genesis. Praise has also been heaped upon the reassuringly familiar three-button controller. The $80 Mini will ship with 40 classic games, including the first two Sonic titles, Echo the Dolphin and Street Fighter II. It'll also ship with two games that never made it onto the original Genesis. With reviewers concentrating on product features so far, we still don't know how hackable the single-board computer powering the Genesis Mini will be, but we're likely to find out shortly after next Thursday's launch. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/4. Drew will be in tomorrow with your headlines.